Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously, life has changed forever since we learned about something called COVID-19 and the coronavirus pandemic. And during all of this that was happening over the past couple of months, you may not have been listening to the show just as much. Maybe your schedule changed or whatever. If you're back to work into your normal schedule, it's good to have you back. But there was a voice that we had on this show quite often, Dr. Sal. And we relied on Dr. Sal to help share the right information with all of you. Mm-hmm. And I think he did a spectacular job in doing that, in helping affirm what the governor has done for Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. We also had a really cool intro. Should I play his intro?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We here at the Carson and Kennedy program try to stay abreast of all the changes in our world and bring that information to you. However, let's be honest, none of us went to medical school, nor did we stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Thankfully, we found a professional who did at least one of those things. Please welcome Dr. Sal.
Hey. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Sal. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, everyone.
Hi. So Dr. Nice to hear your voice again.
I miss you.
Dr. Sal is a public health doctor, and we have a lot of questions around maybe traveling. This summer, we're seeing cases explode down in Florida, and meanwhile, New York saw its first day with no deaths since back in March. A lot of changes are happening. One of the questions I want to start with is, we're getting closer to going back to school in September, and you know, the governor has said a 3-foot mandate for each kid. Boston Public is saying 6 feet. Is it a reality the kids will be going back into the classroom in the fall?
Well, that is definitely the plan, and obviously for parents of children, there's a lot of anxiety regarding it. What I would recommend is to go to mass.gov and look at the reopening plans. They've also shared some bullets regarding transmission. Of course, just like everything else, we've learned a lot about the virus, how it spreads. The amount of transmission through children and its impact is very different than adults. So they've shared some of those bullets. So I recommend that all parents check them out. Also contact your local school district. Some places are being very innovative, reducing the number, doing every other week as far as online versus in school.
Right.
The cleaning procedures, where they're putting desks. It's going to be new for us, and we're going, I think everyone's giving their best foot forward on trying to bring back some little bit of normalcy for the kids as well.
Yeah, Dr. Sal, I wanted to talk to you about flying and how risky it is or isn't, because everyone's a doctor on Facebook, and there's differing opinions. Some people say it's like the riskiest thing you could do. Other people are saying the planes have never been cleaner and all these precautions. But America is open. Like, I could book a flight to Florida or South Carolina today, and I've never wanted to leave Massachusetts so bad in my life.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So what I would recommend, just like anything else, get yourself educated on the topic. So I typically fly JetBlue because it's so big out of Boston.
That's my guy, me too.
So if you go to their website, you can watch a video on what they do, how they prepare the planes, and how to keep you safe. For example, they've upgraded their HEPA filters. So 99% of the air in the cabin is cleaned through the HEPA filter every 3 minutes.
Wow.
after and before each flight, they have this decontamination process where they fog the plane full of a bleach-type product, and then they wipe down all the seats and surfaces. And I got to be honest with you, prior to COVID, I hated flying because I was that person in there with, like, my spray bottle of bleach, wiping it all down. Because, you know, honestly, like, I felt like every time I flew, I caught the common cold.
Yeah.
And I have flown, and I actually felt the safest I've ever flown prior to, and remained very healthy before and after the flight. But, you know, that doesn't mean every airline's doing the same thing. We hope they are, but get yourself educated, go on their website, check it out. And, you know, the other thing, too, is destination, right?
Right.
So you look at the numbers and... Yeah, you look at the numbers in Florida. Now's not the time to go to Miami.
Hey, listen, bro, Disney World's open.
Yeah. It is.
No, I would never go to Florida right now.
No.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. We're talking to Dr. Sal. Dr. Sal, Kennedy is talking about the possibility of doing a road trip, like, you know, maybe getting some sort of camper van or something like that, and not necessarily going to Florida, but maybe heading west or whatever.
Not staying in hotels, staying in the RV. Right. Your thoughts?
Yeah. So, you know, again, it's about where you're going in the destination and what you practice for hygiene. So, you know, I think the big things are, you know, when you go to a place that may have higher numbers, you know, do what we did in Massachusetts throughout the entire pandemic, right? So when you go to gas up, wear gloves. Throw them out afterwards. Don't keep reusing them because then you'll infect your RV. Wash your hands constantly. When you go out to dinner, you know, if you walk in a place and, you know, no one's social distancing or wearing masks, I mean, honestly, I think one of the bigger things is bars. I mean, there's a reason why bars haven't been open because, you know, let's be honest, when the booze is in, the brains is out a little bit and, you know, people start getting closer and congregating and you know, so just, you know, I say be super cautious, but I think a road trip can be very safe as long as you do all the right things that you've probably been doing the whole time.
Awesome. Thank you.
Dr. Sal approved, Kennedy, your road trip.
There you go.
Check it off. Let's get it done.
I think Kennedy's going to buy an airline ticket, though, after
Yeah, he really
that.
Did say okay to airlines, and I just went, how about Mexico? Can I do Mexico?
JetBlue approved. I like it.
Well, thank you again. It was good to hear your voice,
so
Dr.
Good to hear
Sal.
You, Dr. Sal.
And I know a lot's been going on with your hospital, too. I know you guys were flooded there, and obviously we were thinking about you and hoping the best for you and all your staff there as well.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, everyone.
Bye.
I love that guy.
It's like a warm hug every time he speaks.
Mm-hmm. And he just gives us a little more each time.
Like, right.
Okay, you could do this, but be careful, be cautious.
Exactly.
Here's what you need to do.
Dan, you're not going to Florida anytime soon.
Wait, you're not my dad.
Dr. Salas.
I don't want to go to Florida anyways. It's hot. It's July.
Maybe September.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.